Alrighty. So, Lisa, what I'm gonna do to begin with is just take us through a little grounding meditation before we start the actual reading. So, what I want you to do is just imagine that you are sitting in an eggshell. I like to describe our aura as an eggshell that we're sitting in. So, it's just this impermeable barrier that we have that's above us, below us, behind us, all around us. And what I want you to do is just imagine right outside of that eggshell that there's a magnet. And this magnet is going to draw back any of your energy and your thoughts of the future, your thoughts from the past, any elements of worry, right? Any things that you're worrying about, any things that you're stressing about, any place that you've left your energy. Any place that you've given your energy away, anyone that you've given your energy away to, you're just gonna imagine that this magnet can pull all of that energy right back here. And now you're just gonna imagine with your mind's eye that you could take both hands and just scoop up that magnet and bring it right into your heart space, taking back all of that energy, refreshed and renewed into your space. And now I want you to imagine that you could take, it's like a gold sticky rose, or even better, I like to use gold scrubbing bubbles. And just imagine that these gold scrubbing bubbles are gonna run around through your entire aura. And just like we pulled all that energy back to us, these scrubbing bubbles are gonna take out any energy that does not belong to you. So any energy you've taken on from any other people, any energy you've allowed into your space, these gold sticky scrubbing bubbles are just gonna run all the way through all of that space. Just taking any energy, picking up any energy that you have taken on. And just imagine that we've got a little bonfire sitting out over here on the side of us. We're gonna drop those gold sticky bubbles into that, sending all of that energy back into the fire, letting it be recycled and renewed, sending it back to wherever it came from. And now from your heart space, I want you to just let your attention drop down to your first chakra, to the base of your spine. And from the base of your spine, I want you to imagine that you can just drop an anchor right out of that first chakra, and it's going to head down straight into the very center of the earth. So it's going to go through the floorboards and through the ground, the apartment we're in, the building we're in, and all the way down into the very center of the earth. And when that anchor hits that spot, I want you to see your name there. So perhaps you're going to see a gold plate or a neon sign or your name etched in stone. Just imagine that this is your own special spot that you can click your grounding cord into. It's yours and yours alone. And now there's going to be two cords that come back out from this sweet special spot with your name on it that are going to run up into the balls of your feet. And we're going to bring this current of earth energy up through these cords into the feet, the balls of the feet, through the ankles, the shins, the calves, the knees, the thighs, and it's going to pool in this first chakra and it's going to run back down that grounding cord. So we've got this current of earth energy running that's bringing us into resonance with the current vibration of the planet. So we're in resonance with Mother Earth. And this grounding cord is here to act as a connection to Earth, and it's also something that you can use if there's anything that comes up during this reading. You can use this grounding cord as a little flushing mechanism, right? So if there's anything that comes up while we're here together today that you want to release, you don't need to wait for me and you don't need my permission. You can just go ahead and send it down that grounding cord. Mother Earth can take any energy we give to her. She knows how to recycle it, she knows what to do with it. Right, so we're just letting that earth energy run through those leg cords, those leg channels, and back down that grounding cord. And now what I want you to imagine that coming from up above you, just like we connected into the very center of the earth, from the very center of the universe, just imagine that there's a cosmic beam of energy that is coming down and it's coming in through the crown of the head, and it's running down the back of the spine, all the way down into that first chakra. And here in the first chakra, that cosmic energy is going to mix with that earth energy. This is your own little special blend of energy. And now that mixture of both that cosmic and earth energy is going to run up the front of your spine through all of the chakras, through the first, through the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and it's going to fountain out the crown. And you can just imagine that that fountain of energy is filling up this entire aura. Remember that eggshell that we're sitting in, right? So it's just going to fountain out of the top. It's going to fill up your entire space. And it's also going to branch off at the throat and run down the arms. And you've got chakras in your hands. So that energy is just going to flow right out of that hand, those hand chakras. Again, just filling up that whole aura with that earth energy and cosmic energy mixture. Beautiful. So we're going to go ahead and let that run. And now what I'm going to have you do is, with your mind's eye, imagine that you can pull up your contract with yourself. So what I'm talking about when I mention this contract with yourself, we all, as beings, before we took these bodies, right, in this lifetime, we had a contract, and there were certain lessons we were coming into this life to learn, certain experiences that we were ready to evolve with. Right? And so along the way, you know, we signed this contract before we took this body. And then along the way in life, in our early years, in our teenage years, in our 20s, there may have been things that we added onto this contract that at the time seemed appropriate. But now, as we're sitting here today on August 1st, 2017, some of these things might not be true for you anymore. So we're just going to go ahead and put today's date. So I want you to go ahead and see today's date on that contract. Beautiful. And I just watched a bunch of language just slide off of that. And we don't need to revisit those words. All we need to know is that your contract is now up to date in present time. Okay. There we go, beautiful. And I'm going to keep this contract out, because as we go through this reading, if there's anything that we want to add on to here now, we're going to go ahead and just do that. We will write it into your contract with yourself. How does that sound?
Good.
Okay, so why don't you let me know in your own words what we'd like to look at today?
So what I'd like to talk about is my anxiety around what's happening in the world, and so specifically here in the United States with the new administration in the White House. There are a lot of negative things going on there, a lot of things that feel unfair and unjust to me and to all other people of the United States and the world in general. And I am quite obsessed with the news, like I've never been in my entire life. I follow politics, but not like I'm following it now. I wake up every morning and I look at the news just waiting to see what is happening and what new horrible thing has happened in our country. And what I'd like to know is how I can manage my stress and anxiety with all that's going on in the world right now.
Okay. And we know that you're probably not alone with this, right? So let's take a look. And let me, again, I'm going to have you have feet flat on the floor, everything uncrossed, and eyes open. Okay. So I'm going to start with your throat chakra, with your fifth chakra. I usually try and work from the bottom up, but I'm looking to see what's really just lighting up in your energy, and the throat chakra is what's starting, or what I'm seeing first. And what I'm seeing in here, I'm actually going to invite our friend Archangel Michael to join us right now. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Please be with us now. Okay. Because I'm seeing a big cord that's kind of wrapped around here. Almost looks like a garden hose, but it's very constricting, right? It's wrapped around there. So when we talk about the fifth chakra, we're talking about communication, right? So communication doesn't just encompass the words that come out of our mouth, but it's also what we take in, right? And I'm just pausing for a moment because I'm just trying to see what this wrapping garden hose is connected to. Interesting. Okay. So actually, I'm going to open up. I'm looking at your first chakra. So first chakra, I'll explain for my purposes what I experience the chakras as. And the first chakra is grounding and rootedness, right? That's why we draw off a grounding cord out of your first chakra. And so what I'm seeing with this cording that's wrapping around your throat chakra is actually coming from the first chakra, wrapping around the fifth and back down. So first chakra to me represents grounding, stability, our sense of place in the world, and the political anxiety that you're talking about is definitely going to affect our sense of stability and grounding, right? And then it's wrapping up around your throat chakra. It's almost creating this, for lack of better words, I want to say this inability to break up with news, right? You know, it's like, I got to keep checking because maybe there's going to be the solution, right? Maybe there's going to be the thing that I'm going to see that's actually going to give me some relief that doesn't leave me feeling like the world is ending. Because there really does have this heavy sense of doom coming out of your first chakra, right? Like we're all effed. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about this as Americans, right? I'm an American too. In a lot of ways, we've been pretty spoiled throughout our lifetime. Right? Because we haven't been seeing much political turmoil. Our political parties fight with each other, but we're not, there's a lot of countries that are a lot worse off than the United States, right? So this is a new phenomenon for all of us as Americans that are really troubled by the current administration. So it can see how it got so wrapped up and coiled up in your space, right? Because there's this experience of trying to understand what's going on and understand what's going to happen and want to know that it's going to work out better than it's seemingly working out right now. And this real sense of doom and foreboding, like this doesn't look good, right? And it doesn't look like it's going to end well for us as Americans in the moment. So, and that's not necessarily a fact, right? But this is the energy that's in your space that we're looking at. So what I'm gonna start with is just clearing out this energy in the first chakra, because it's like this, it's really akin to having your foundation tumbled, right? If we looked at a building and you took the foundation out from the bottom, the whole thing would fall out, right? So having your first chakra kind of locked up, seized up, doesn't allow for much flow and movement in your space either, right? So let's start with, can we move out here? And the real question is, what are you willing to let go? So let's see if we can invite in a sense of ease into this first chakra. Okay. I'm seeing you in there now holding the two ends of that cord that's wrapping around your throat, like this energy of, I can't let myself relax about this because this is really dire, right? So let's see if I can let you to let go. Okay. Because really the energy I want to invite in here to help you relax about this is that this kind of obsession with the news and checking every minute isn't actually changing anything, right? We know this for a fact, right? So there's no reason to punish and torture ourselves while we take in this information, right? We want to find a sense of ease as we take it in, as it moves along, because I do believe in my psychic self that there is going to be a course correction, right? And I think you understand what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
That this, what seemingly like everything in our world is being dismantled by the current administration in just 6 or 8 short months, right? We're gonna invite in the idea that this damage is not irreparable, right? There you go. Okay, you let go of one side of that hose. Okay, so now, let's see here. I am gonna invite Archangel Michael to join us because I like to work with him in cutting cords because he's got his mighty sword. And actually, we're gonna be a little more gentle with this because it's so new in your space. So Archangel Michael, you've given him that one end of that cord, and now he's just kind of floating around and unwrapping that. Oof. You've got this wrapped around here about 6 times, so let's see. Okay, sweet. And now, just I want you to imagine that Archangel Michael is standing here right before you, so you can use your mind's eye for that. Just see if you can hand him the other end of that cord. Right, he took the one end, he uncoiled everything. There you go. You gave him the other end of the cord. Alright. So we just want to, yeah, okay. So I just watched your energy relax a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we also want to let out this urgency or this, I do want to say this urgency that you have to make this change, right? So we're taking away you having responsibility for everyone, right? We're only responsible for you. And we're taking out this distress that if you're not vigilant about paying attention to the news, that you're going to miss something critical, right? Because really, in a way, it's almost like you're looking for that diamond in the rough that's going to have salvation for all of us, in a way, right? Okay. So Archangel Michael is dropping that little hose cord off into that little bonfire that we created out on the side there. And let's see what else is going in this first chakra. And so we also want to dissipate there. This is the calmest version of rage I've ever seen, but you've got a lot of rage in here as well. And, sorry, I was quiet for a moment. I'm doing a little kind of timeline healing as I'm pulling this rage out of here, because this traces back further down the line, really with, we could kind of go back to this time last summer when the conventions happened and Trump actually won the nomination,
mm-hmm.
Right? That's really where it kind of, this sense of doom and foreboding kind of rooted in.
Yes.
You know, like,
yeah.
what if, and then the what if actually happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if he actually gets elected? It happened, right? And let's just let that, I'm just gonna let this, I hate to even say this, but it's like this little vomit ball that you've got here. I'm gonna pull it out. It's about the size of a bowling ball. And it's sitting in between your first and second chakras, right? You're ready to let that guy go?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Okay, let's go. That's going to go. Ooh. But, excuse me. That was a good one. I when I move energy, the burps come. So that was a good burp that you just transferred over there. Okay. So let's just, again, we want to invite in a little bit of ease and grace in here because, you know, all that energy that you built into the what if, got really big, right? And that's definitely not been allowing any ease into your system, right? Your whole energetic system was really kind of surrounding that ball and kind of holding on to it, like, this is what I got to hold on to right now. It's the only way I'm going to get through all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for us to let go of our rage and anger and injustice and all these other feelings that we're having about the stuff that's going on right now, okay? And really what I'm trying to encourage here is it's okay to have these feelings, but we don't have to pack them away in here, right? Because it's diminishing the other aspects of your life, right? It's kind of cutting off some of the flow to some of the other things that would normally bring you joy, right? It's taking up a lot of real estate in your space. Yeah. And how about we don't want to give him that much more power, right? He's already got this power in the White House that's freaking you out. So let's not let him or the administration and all the shenanigans that are going on right now completely impact your space. There you go. Nice. Okay. You just actually picked up a few more balls and whipped them at me. Don't worry, I can catch them. Okay. And that's a good thing. Like, let's get this rage out. Like, go ahead. I'm in the second chakra now. And this second chakra is sexuality, creativity, sensuality. And so when too much rage and anger is built up in there, it's not allowing any of that other stuff in, right? It's really putting a stopper on just the pleasure in life and really the things that we can be doing to support ourselves as we go through this and we wait for the unknown of how it's all going to work out, is by being present in the moment and allowing ourselves to engage in the things that do bring us joy on a very simple level. So whether it's, you know, taking care of ourselves and exercising and eating well, enjoying our friendships and our relationships, right? Making love, all of those things that make us feel good inside. We are still allowed to do these things even if we're stressed out about what's going on politically, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So really allowing in, again, returning to this sense of, okay, I am Lisa and I still need to live my life even though I'm super stressed out about this other stuff, right? So again, allowing other things into your sphere instead of just the political anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, so you stopped throwing balls at me and you sat down and you crossed your legs. And you're chilling out here in the second chakra now, which is nice. And I see you actually making a mental list of the things that do bring you joy, right? So maybe getting back to running, eating the things that you enjoy, right? So I'm going to let you, you actually just took out your notebook and started writing a whole list. So I'm going to leave you writing your list in here of things that you can do on a very simple basis, on a day-to-day basis that can uplift your yourself, right? Uplift your soul. It's really what we're trying to do is balance the scales on that anxiety, right? Instead of having it picked up into total or tipped over into total anxiety. So you're putting some items onto that scale to find some balance, right? So we'll leave the scale out here to keep working on that balance. And I'm going to go into the third chakra. So we're coming up into the solar plexus now, and this is really our sense of self, right? Our self will. It's also kind of where ego resides as well. So let's see what's going on in here. Okay. And this is another just very defeated picture that I'm seeing here in your third chakra. And so, again, I'm just going to work with this picture energetically. And what I want you to do, you're cute because you're already ready to throw another ball at me. But what I want you to do before you throw the ball at me is imagine that you can just pull. I'm gonna make this easier for you. We'll make it a Trump voodoo doll. But you need to pull that Trump energy out of your space, right? This energy that you let in that said, I'm just gonna be angry about this every day and be stressed out about it, right? We don't really want to give him our power that way, right?
Right.
Totally. So just imagine, you're funny because you were laying down flat on the ground when I first looked at this picture, and then you sat up and you were holding a ball, like, don't I get to throw this at you? So let's imagine, like, rather than a voodoo doll, you know what it's gonna look like? Remember those little troll dolls?
Yeah.
So make your little troll doll. So instead of it having blue hair, it's going to have orange hair.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and stick it in that ball and go ahead and throw the ball into the fire. There you go. You just whipped that one really good. Okay. Nice. And now I watched you just kind of stand up in this picture in the space that I tend to see everyone's third chakra in. It's just kind of a hill looking out above wherever you live, city, country, you know, mountains. And you were lying prone on the ground and then you sat up and now you're standing up. So you're ready to walk back down. In a way, it's like I can see these paths where you're ready to walk back down and engage with society and life again, right? So we're ready to step out of this space of retreat because I can see where the there's not as much enjoyment in enjoying your friendships because it's this repeat conversation you're having over and over, right? Every conversation you have with every friend is sharing how you're having so much political anxiety, right? So it's like you never get a break from it,
right?
And no one gets a break from it. We're all talking about it too much and feeling about it too much, right? So in taking that out of your space, it's like instead of having this marker in here to constantly really remind you that you're supposed to be stressed out about this, we can take a little space and breathing room from it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And again, just like we were making that list in the second chakra of things that would bring you more joy, we can also use that list in the third chakra when we are ready to be a bit more socially engaged, that we can look at that list and remember that we have other things to talk about besides politics too. Right? You may be planning a trip. You've got maybe friends coming to town. We're in the midst of summer, right? There's other things we can talk about. And maybe you're ready to start distracting yourself with music or with literature, right? With art. There's lots of beautiful ways that we can take a break from what's going on in the world and engage in different ways, right? So we'll add some more things onto that list and we'll have you just... Yeah, I see you sitting there like, that's right, I used to talk about other things besides this, right? So let's go back to before 1 year ago and recall the other things that we used to be interested in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm going to leave the third chakra behind. I'm going to open up the fourth. So now we're in the heart space. And this is where we're really looking at love and compassion for ourselves and love and compassion for others. That's really what's happening in the space of the fourth chakra. And this is another one where, you know, we're seeing a similar pattern here. You're just kind of defeated, right? You're just kind of wiped out in this picture as well. And this just has you more kind of lying in bed with the covers over your head than outside. So we're in a different, we're in a more interior space in the heart chakra. let's just take a moment here in the heart space to invite in this gentle reminder that somehow this is going to work out. I know you're skeptical. You like looked over me at your shoulder like, and that's okay. It's okay if you're feeling the F you to me, that's okay. But let's invite in this idea, right? This sense of some trust and some faith. Course correction before, right? So let's invite in this idea that there is going to be a correction in this in some sense. So that again, you can just let some ease and some just calmness into your heart space as well. And again, I'm kind of being a broken record, but we also want to, one more time, remember to bring in these ideas of the things that we love to do, right? The things that bring us joy and pleasure, and really finding your footing in that, right? So not what brings your husband or your friends joy and pleasure, but what actually brings you on a day-to-day basis, in a small sense, what are the things that you can be doing that will return your quality of life to where it was before a year ago, right? Because I'm pretty sure that we can go back in time, and if it was, you know, May of 2016, you were in a different space than you're in right now. It's funny that I almost just forgot what year it was now and last year. So let's just kind of look back to a year ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, to the things that you enjoyed doing. Because really in the longer lens, like this is a very short blip of your life compared to the rest of it, right? So we haven't completely forgot what it's like to be a bit more relaxed in our space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's call it up. And we're not trying to go backwards and change ourselves back into that time, but we're just, again, inviting in this idea that we can remember a time when we were more relaxed and at ease. So now you kind of took the covers off your head and you kind of sat up in the bed in the picture that I was looking at. You're like, oh, that's right. And we're also just going to invite in, it's okay that you're angry, that you're pissed off, right? These are all valid feelings about what's going on. We're not trying to negate any of that. We're just trying to, again, balance it out, right? And remember the small pleasures in life at the same time. And we're gonna let a few other things release out of this heart space, because you've got other things that you're stressed out about besides just the political spectrum. And so these worries about other family members not necessarily being happy right now, and just people in your life that are going through difficult times. Again, we don't need to internalize this, right? Because it doesn't actually make the friend's issues any easier for them when you take it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's let the threads of that go. Because as much as you've tried to take on some burdens for your friends, all you've done is take it on, but it hasn't relieved them of anything, right? So it's a noble idea, and you did it with love, But since it's not actually serving you or serving them, we can go ahead and let that go. How does that sound?
Very good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. And we're just going to be really gentle as I take these out. You've got a few things sitting in here. Again, because you took it on with a great deal of love, really hoping you could change things. And there's plenty of ways to be a supportive friend and companion, right? Without actually taking on someone else's burdens. Yeah, there you go. There we go. There you go. Okay. And what we will do, you can use your mind's eye for this, because I think you could probably pull to mind there's like a good, like kind of 3-4 people it looks like that you're really pretty worried about, right? So let's just imagine we're going to put out a little, with your mind's eye, we're going to put out 4 roses, right? So just picture 4 roses. It doesn't matter what color, white, pink, red, green, black, blue, doesn't matter. Just with your mind's eye, imagine 4 roses out in front of you and just see the name of each of the people that you're most worried about. The list might be less than 4 or more than 4. That's kind of what I'm seeing. So all your worry and energy for them, we're just going to put into these roses. And we're going to let these roses sit just outside of your aura. Taking them outside of your space just so you can have a little separation from them, because really there's circumstances that you're not going to be able to stop worrying about these people at this time, right? And again, that's okay. It's very compassionate and kind of loving of you to be worrying about them, right? But you don't need to be internalizing it. So we can just imagine that this worry can live in these little roses that are outside of your space. How does that sound?
Very good.
Yeah. Go. Okay. So anytime you start worrying about them, again, it's okay. We want to send them love. We want to send them energy. We want to send them good vibes. We don't want to internalize their pain or make up in our minds what they're going through, right? Because we don't know, right? So with these roses, we can send the love, right? Send the support. And whatever else they need, right? If they need you for listening, if they need you for advice, right? You can just work outside of your space on that instead of internalized. Okay, great. Yeah, your energy feels a lot lighter with all of that outside of your space. All right, and now we're coming back to the throat chakra. We've worked all the way back up to the 5th now. Just pausing to take a look. You've got these interesting energetic earplugs stuffed into your ears. Let's see what's going on here. Take them out. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So, as part of that whole mechanism to keep you in this state of like worry, because there's this feeling of if I worry enough, I can change things, right? Those earplugs that I was seeing were really blocking out. The best way I can describe it is positive news of the world, right? So there was this filtering mechanism that is keeping you from being able to uplift yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That came out very convoluted, but it's just like, no, I'm not allowed to have any pleasure. I'm not allowed to hear about good things. I have to just be super stressed out about the terrible things that are going on. in my political world, in my friends and loved ones world, right? I can't hear anything else. So we've taken those out too, right? Because this is the nature of life, right? It has its ups and downs. It has its icky moments. It has its wonderful moments, right? And there's no reason to deny yourself the good in the world just because we feel like we're in a bad spell, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so one of your assignments is going to be to seek out a little bit of goodness every day, because you're probably still going to keep reading the headlines, right? And taking in the news. We're not going to deny you that. But try and, like, find, you know, if that's going to be your morning, find some website or some page, blog, something that promotes some good thing, right? So read that as well and give yourself a little boost. Right? Read some do-gooder blog where someone did something good and can restore your faith in humanity. Right? Because even though there's a lot of crap going on, there are still really beautiful things. People are still stepping up in beautiful ways. And there really is this uprush of people that, I know I just kind of maybe made up that word, but there is this increase in people searching for the good in the world right now, because of what's going on. So allow yourself to be a part of that movement too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. So find some way, you can read all the politics you want, right? But your task is to read at least one good thing every single day.
Right.
You can do that, right?
Yes.
And then share it, right? So that the next time you do have this conversation with this friend and you all start in on the, oh my God, what's gonna happen? But wait, I heard this awesome thing today. Oh my God, I saw this pot of whales in this video, right? It doesn't matter what it is. But seek out that one thing and start sharing it. Post it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, in whatever ways you can share things. Like, let's also add that bringing everybody up with us too into this space. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're feeling much better without those energetic earplugs in there. Cool. And we're going to go up to, I'm going to go up to the sixth and the seventh chakras at the same time. Okay, mama, here we go. So, let's see what we want to start with. Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is up here, for purposes of explaining the differences between the sixth and the seventh chakra, the sixth chakra, often referred to as our third eye. It's, you know, the window into the other side. The seventh chakra is really where our spirit comes into our body, right? If we have this physical body, and we also have this idea that we have a higher self or an inner voice, right? It comes in through the crown. So what we're going to do here, I literally am taking out some cotton batting from your top of your crown chakra there. There you go. Oh, yes. Because this is also our source connection, right? This is where we do connect into source. So it's not even just where our spirit comes in, but where we let in that cosmic juiciness that allows us to feel connected and feel part of something bigger. And we really don't want to be disconnected from that. So letting that cotton batting go, just really let your essence come into your body in a fuller sense. So instead of just feeling completely uprooted and ungrounded by everything that's happened, right, and that is continuing to happen around us, can kind of settle into the body with a little more ease. I know I keep using the same words, but ease is really the key word of what we're inviting in here. And our sixth chakra, the third eye, really acts as this, our ability to envision things, right? So when we want, you know, when you've got a goal in mind and you see yourself, you hear about athletes, how they practice the race in their mind, and it's just the same as if they're running the race or swimming the race, right? And it is this space where we can create on both levels, right? We can create in our imagination what we want to have in our physical life, right? We can see it and feel into it. So we really want that third eye to be open. And what you can imagine, okay, I think the best visual aid I can give you for this is imagine if you had a TV screen that you spray painted over with black paint. We're going to chip away that black paint and open that screen back up. And I know that might sound pretty odd, but sometimes we don't want to envision, right? Sometimes we think the world is so bad, there's no way we can change it. We shut that down. So I'm just taking out the muck in your sixth chakra that's keeping you from imagining that things can get better than where they are right now. Beautiful. And so those two chakras, the reason I open six and seven together is because they really are more of the spirit realm happens up here in the sixth and seventh chakra. It's where we can connect to source and envision, and we want them both open and flowing together, but we also want them open and flowing down into our lower chakras. So I want you to imagine just like remember when the magician would saw the lady in the box,
mm-hmm.
and he'd put those things. Imagine that there's like one of those that's right in between your sixth chakra and your third chakra that we can pull out. There you go. So now your energy can flow between all of your chakras. You had a definite like 1 through 5 talking to each other, and 6 and 7 just off on their own up at the top, right? So that by pulling out that little guillotine blade that was in there, we can let this energy of being able to envision what we want to see in the future and how we want to feel in the future, and the future being tomorrow, 5 minutes from now, right? Future is right here around the corner. And also just allowing in this sense of support from above, right? Because that's the other thing that kind of happens when we cut off the 6 and 7. It can leave us feeling a little isolated from the bigger collective. And leave us feeling like we have to figure out everything on our own. Right? And that can feel lonely, and it can cause a lot of stress in the body. Right? Just doing a little energetic sweep. I feel like we are getting ready to wrap things up here. I'm just doing one more pass through for any little sticky bits that are hanging out in here, trying to keep you stuck in a space of being stressed out and anxious, because we don't need that anymore. Okay, so unless you have any more questions for me, I'm just going to do a little final healing here. If you're feeling like anything's come up that you just want a little more information on, just let me know.
I feel very relaxed.
That's good. Relaxed is good. All right. permission to go to final healing here. I shouldn't say final, but to wrap up this reading and move into a little energetic healing, go ahead and just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. I'm going to be quiet for a minute here. I'm just going to kind of really clear, do a final clearing out of those pictures and things that I was looking at while we were here in this space. And I want to remind you that you've got that grounding cord that can act as a little flushing mechanism. So if there's anything that you experienced or anything that I mentioned that you want to let go of on your own, you can go ahead and send it down that grounding cord. I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes while I just really clear out these pictures that we looked at and release them. Okay, so I've gone ahead and cleared out all those pictures. I'm letting those scales go that you were balancing. I'm going to go ahead and let your contract go. Again, it's got today's date, August 1st, 2017 on it. And I'm going to bring in a couple of different healing energies. The first energy I'm going to bring in here, I'm going to invite Saint Germain in, and he works with this violet flame. And the violet flame, thank you, just connecting with Saint Germain. I'm going to bring this violet flame. You could just imagine, I'm going to do it from the inside out. When you look at a candle or at a fire, at the very center, there's almost that violet flame. It's like a different color than the rest of the red and orange. It's like the really hot spot. Just imagine that this violet flame can light up right in your heart space. There you go. And it's going to expand out to encompass your entire aura. And this violet flame is just basically incinerating any leftover energy from anything that we've talked about just now, about this political anxiety that you've been feeling, right? And it's just going to do this burnout and cleansing of your entire space. It's happening really quickly. There you go. And now we're going to let that violet flame go back down just into the size of your heart space. And Saint Germain is going to take that flame back. And I'm also going to bring in the energy of Christ Force. And this is the energy of love and compassion for yourself, which then turns into love and compassion for others. And I'm going to unground you for this. I want you to imagine that there's two cords coming in at your crown. This is a pink energy with gold flecks that is very fast moving. And it's going to come down through the crown. It's going to run down through all of those chakras. It's going to run down right to the very bottom of your aura. And it's going to do a little swirling pattern, and it's going to fill up all the spaces and places where we moved out that energy of anxiety and stress and replace it with love and compassion. Okay, beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and let those two cords go, and I'm going to reground you with that energy of love and compassion in your space. Beautiful. And now what I'm going to have you do is just picture like a big gold sun up above your head, up above your crown. And imagine like you could take a finger and poke it into that sun, and this golden energy that is your highest energy and information from source is going to come flowing into that crown. It's kind of thick and viscous like honey, right? And it's going to run into the crown. Again, it's going to run down through each of those chakras, filling in all those spaces and places where we moved out that old information and that energy that was sticking in your space, and it's filling her up with your own current present time gold energy straight from source. It's slowly running down. Just imagine that it actually is just coating the entire aura. It's running down through the chakras to the base of the feet, and then it's just filling back up, filling in every single space and spot and crease that we just moved energy out of. There you go. Filling you up with your current present time energy. There you go, right to the very top. And I'm going to let that go. And now what you can do is just bend forward at the waist, let your head and hands dangle, touch your fingers to the floor, sit back up, and we will be complete with this reading and healing.